This is Talk Story, Maui's longest-running talk show. And I am very, very excited to have a special guest here today. Bill Weiland is here. Hi, Bill Weiland.
Aloha.
It's so nice to have you in. You've been involved with your brother, Weiland, of course, your entire life. But you have an amazing story, too. And we're here to talk about something wonderful that is going on there that a lot of people aren't aware of at Weiland Galleries. People do not know that the Art Walk is still happening in Lahaina on Friday nights, right?
Yeah, since it opened up back from COVID, of course, everything kind of shut down during COVID. But since opening back, we've had art shows every Friday. Pretty much all the galleries, all the different galleries in Front Street have their artists come in, especially the bigger galleries, and they come and do either painting or meet and greets, and they show their newest arts. And every week I'll have anywhere from two of my artists, sometimes up to 20 artists, come in for a show on a Friday night. So
it's really like a party.
Yeah, it's like a Friday night party with wine and cheese and beer, really good beer, real mediocre wine at my joint. But come and join us from 6 to 10 on Fridays pretty much every week, so, and different artists every week.
And you always have on Friday nights also an artist out front painting.
Yeah, we usually, we have a couple different artists that like to paint in the galleries, and one paints inside. Augie paints outside out front the gallery, and then Jeffrey Roberts is the crayon artist that's been doing it for 46 years, painting in crayons. He paints inside the galleries, and then different artists, depending on who's coming in, sometimes they'll paint, or sometimes it's more just a meet and greet.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's pretty amazing, actually. You have coming up next week a big, big night happening. I mean, this is going to be a very special one. You have some very famous, world-famous artists coming in on the 21st.
Yeah, the 21st and the 22nd, and definitely my headliner artists. My artists are all amazing, but Dennis Mathewson, who everybody knows, if you've lived in Hawaii, he's the one that's did all the Harley-Davids for the last 25 years. He's coming in for a show, and he's doing different kind of work on aluminum, copper, stainless, and bronze. So he's an amazing artist, and definitely my headliner as far as the Lahaina Gallery. He's an amazing artist, and he'll be here from 6 to 10 on Friday and 6 to 10 on Saturday as well.
You know, I'm thinking back over, since I've been here 32 years, Weiland, your brother, is a worldwide, world-renowned artist, and is actually seen, his murals are very, very famous. What was the peak time, can you remember, when people started seeing these murals everywhere and you'd be reading about them all around the world?
Yeah, well, we started the murals. There's 100 of them that's been completed. Actually, a couple more now because he's redid a couple of the murals, like the one down downtown Honolulu. Recently, completely redid those murals down next to the airport there. And then he just redid Seattle, the Edgewater. He, instead of retouching it up, he decided to just go ahead and repaint it. So it's actually getting more than 100 murals now, and he's working on some bronze stuff, some big bronzes. Mm. Life-size bronzes now is his next venture.
When you say life-size bronzes for a whale, you mean whale-size, life-size bronzes?
Whale-size, yeah. He just finished one over in Alaska that, forget how many tons, a couple tons of whale.
Gosh.
It's made of bronze, and it's a big orca whale in Alaska.
I can't even imagine. I actually, come to think of it, you probably are seeing whales out back from your gallery, aren't you?
They're out in force right now.
Are they really? I haven't seen any this year yet.
Yeah, the whales are out in force, and it's right now it's kind of peak time for whales. Waves and whales, that's that time of the year.
Wow, that's exciting. So what do you see of Weiland's work in your gallery? Because you have so many other world-famous artists as well. I mean, what are you seeing if you go to the gallery to see Weiland's art?
Well, in This particular gallery is a Bill Weiland gallery, so it's completely different than the Weiland gallery that's down the block. The Bill Weiland gallery has 28 different artists, all different types of artists, completely different type, look, and feel than the Weiland store, which is something I built 35 years ago that's still down there, still operating after 35 years.
Wow.
And the manager down there, his name's Jock, and Charlie are down there. So if you get a chance to go down to the Weiland Gallery down there, say hi to Charlie and Jock.
How have you, now, I was just talking to you a bit before we started the show. You obviously have a lot of interests and you're a smart man, but how have you been able to navigate the very strange waters over this last 20 years that no one ever could have predicted would be happening.
Yeah, it's been a tough go on a lot of people right now. A lot of the smaller businesses and the mom and pop's businesses, as you can, as you already know, have fell to the wayside due to COVID. The stronger galleries, the stronger stores, the chemos, and the stronger businesses, of course, are going to survive. But real sad what's happening to the smaller businesses, because a lot of those, people were hoping for retirement, and it's been brutal to them. And partly the reason a lot of Front Street has got empty spaces is, you know, what's happening with COVID and the shutdowns that's, you know, taking place. But the strong enough stores are going to stay, and they're going to, you know, they're going to come back strong.
Well, that's a good point. But it's, you know, it's 25 years ago, a lot of the visitors were from Japan, and a lot of the Japanese were spending, as you know, a lot of money in real estate and in art at that time. Was it about 25 years ago, as I recall it?
Yeah, they were real strong. They've never been as strong as on the island of Maui as they've been on Oahu. But yeah, they definitely spend money, and the amount of money per sale they spent was a much higher rate than what the westbound tourists would do.
So what are you seeing these days instead? What's your market? People who come in to visit now.
Well, in my galleries, it's all over, really. I mean, it's the West Coast, I would say, is probably my biggest market, but we get a lot of people from Colorado and Texas, and you know, they're from all over. But and a lot of my business goes to people that have second and third houses on Maui. So they come in and they're looking to fill up some of the, you know, their second and third homes they have, and they buy a lot of the higher end art that I carry in my stores.
So they're return clients.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's kind of nice at that point, because you've been involved from the beginning.
Yeah, 35 years I've been in business here, and 35 years ago I built the first store in Maui, and I had one before that one that's open right now. I had one before that on Front Street. But I've had them on Dickinson Street. I've had them at Whalers Village. I've had them over in Wailea Shopping Centers. So we've been pretty much a fixture in Maui for 35 years plus.
You know, what I do find interesting, because I love artists, you know, and the creative mind. I'm not very good with business myself, so I always appreciate people who are good with business. But it seems to me from the outside that your brother's like this creative genius, and you're a business genius of sorts. And it seems like a very interesting combination of brotherhood that you've been able to work with him all these years, taking care of Biz while he's doing the creative stuff. Am I right in that, or how does that work out in your life?
Yeah, it's been an interesting mix. There's definitely two brain sets there, one that does one part of the business side and one on the creative side. But it's worked well, and we've built a pretty good brand over 35 years. So.
And your brother trusts you, obviously. Which is very nice, you know, because I've heard stories of other people get involved with people, even people they marry sometimes, so they can't. I'm just saying, you know, you know some too. We're not going down that road, but you know.
We're not going to go on that path. No, just kidding.
But you do other things as well, Bill. Yeah. I mean, I was shocked to hear that there's all these other businesses you're involved in.
Yeah, I like to stay pretty busy, so I'm kind of an entrepreneur. So I do a lot of other businesses. I'm involved with the fuel business, and I'm involved with the, you know, scanning of COVID business, and I'm involved with the newest venture probably is NFTs, where it's, you know, it's digital art, and it's more towards the crypto side of things. And I've been heavily involved with a group called NewPay, which is Prism. And we're going to be creating 100 billion coins, and that's coming out in February. And very green technology that we're coming out with, unlike Bitcoin and Ethereum and some of the other cryptos. It's very bad for the environment. What we're doing is very, very clean and very exciting what we're doing. And
can you explain that? Because I am not one of the, I know people who have made millions of dollars in Bitcoins. I know an artist or two here that have made money in NFTs, and I don't kind of have a grasp on it. Can you explain why it's so hot right now?
Well, it's just it's blockchain, so it's digital. You would need a couple hours to really have that sit down conversation on how NFTs work. But it's definitely the future of art, and a lot of artists are going to it. And you know, even the artists that are brilliant artists are still trying to figure things out with NFTs on how it's going to work. And and how they're going to turn their art they have now into digital art. So it's a process. It's interesting, and it's definitely the future.
So if it's the future, which everyone says it is, no debate on that. If I'm kind of from an outsider looking at it, you own the master NFT at that point. Is that right? You own the...
Well, some artists create it especially for the NFT, and some artists art that they've already created that they turn into an NFT.
Uh-huh. So yeah.
It depends on the artist, and, they can do all kind of different things with the NFT. The nice thing is it's blockchain, so it's they've got control of their own destiny. This is the first time ever that artists really have a complete handle on their destiny moving forward and getting the kind of margins that they want to get for their art, because digitally they can get a percentage that's much better for them. So it's a very, very good thing for the artist. And with the blockchain, they can keep track. So if it goes onto a secondary or thirdary market and it sells a second or third or fourth time, they'll be able to get paid on each time it resells at a certain percentage.
So, say I buy one Weilin NFT. What do I get for that one Weilin NFT, which might cost $1 million? What do I get for that?
Well, you get the digital NFT that you actually purchased, and you can...
Is it something I can hang on my wall?
No, not really. Well, yeah, I guess you could. You could put it on a TV on your wall if you get them, but a lot of people use them for logos. They, NFTs can be anything. It can be music. You can do an NFT of music. You can do an NFT of real estate. Do a blockchain. Everything's based on blockchain.
Amazing. That blows it. I know it's coming, but it kind of blows my mind. Actually blows my mind. But you're not actually hanging an oil on your wall.
No, it's digital. So
it's digital.
Yeah.
It could be your screen.
It could be your screen on your computer.
But I can do a screen on my computer for less than $1 million.
Yeah, but you... Yeah,
but I don't own it.
You don't own it, and it's non-fungible. So
it's amazing.
Yeah, like I said, you'd have to really sit down and get...
I know.
Dig into it a little deep, and it'd be very interesting for you to take a look at what it's all about, because it's...
I'm hearing it's like the thing that's happening right now, just like Bitcoins. But so where did you get into the fuel thing? I don't understand where that woven, how that got woven into everything you're doing, Bill.
Well, that started as a charity thing that got out of hand. So I invested some money into a fuel company through doing charity up in Arizona. I got talked into investing a few dollars in a fuel business, and it just grew. So now we're building a big plant up in Seattle, and like everything else with COVID, it slowed down, but it's back on track, moving forward at warp speed right now. So it's going to be a big
airplane fuel.
Yeah, jet fuel.
Jet fuel.
Yep, jet biofuel.
Which is jet biofuel.
Exactly.
They're doing that now. I know there was one. I heard there was just a flight that happened with that.
A lot of flights. The flights have been going on for about 8 years.
A mixture, though, right?
Yeah, we mix our fuel about 10% with our fuel with 90% of regular jet fuel.
And I just heard this last week that one of the big airline companies is going to start charging like $8.56 surcharge on every ticket for... Did you hear about that, for the biofuel mixture?
I haven't heard that, but it would make sense, because the biofuel is much more expensive than regular fuel.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's a boutique fuel, so it's a much cleaner fuel.
But it's more expensive. It's amazing to me. So now you have all that interest, and you're an investor in that.
Yeah. Yeah, I invest in a few different projects, but that was one of the companies I invested in.
And it seems like it's worked well.
It will. It's still in the works, but yeah, it will. It'll be really good when we finally finish it and start, having the gas, the fuel for the planes, which is coming around the corner.
So. I imagine Woody Harrelson and his whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't tied into Woody.
No, Woody's got a completely different animal going.
Okay. And that animal isn't NFT yet that I know.
No. Okay. Woody's not doing NFTs. At least I don't know he's doing NFTs if he is.
Okay.
Although there's a lot of big people doing NFTs. Right,
I know. Now. I know there are. And it's just like, I just wow, it's blowing my mind. Okay. So then there's this other thing you're doing on top of that, which is totally, again, separate, beyond the jet fuel and beyond Weilin Galleries.
Well, the Weiland Galleries, it's not really a Weiland Gallery. I just got to make sure you're straight on that.
It's Bill Weiland.
It's a Bill Weiland Gallery, which is a complete offshoot of the Weiland Stores. So the Weiland Stores has, maybe six or seven, eight artists in that store on Front Street. And that was the one I built 35 years ago. The newer one, which I'm at now, which is across from the Yacht Club, has about 28 different artists. So it's a completely different look than the Weiland Store down the block.
Thank you. Okay, so you mentioned one other project that you've been involved in, which also sounded interesting. What is that?
It's a company called Viral Sign, and I'm working with COVID.
How did you get involved in
COVID? They approached me about bringing this in with COVID coming in the way it came in. The technology is out of Brazil. It's an amazing technology, and I've got a team of people on Oahu that's working to bring the Viral Sign technology help things with COVID on Oahu, and we'll be moving to Maui when we finish Oahu.
And it's scanning? It's a way to scan?
Yeah, it's a scanning that we do for COVID to see if someone has COVID.
Well, that's extremely important right now, isn't it?
It is. The COVID thing is a pretty interesting deal, as everyone knows, and it keeps changing directions by the hour. So watching this morning on the news coming over, it's just the changes are by the minute pretty much. So trying to stay on top of what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge statewide, but we're getting up there as more people get tested. We're seeing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cases, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah. But then again, they say that this is going to move quickly, and this variant may flew on by like a jet. Out maybe by, if we're lucky, by the end of February, but who knows?
Yeah, we'll see what comes in the back of it. So
they're already talking about that.
Yeah, they're already talking about the latest and greatest from China.
Like, was it IU something? I there's another name. And then there's the flu, or what are they calling the flu mixture with the COVID, which some people have gotten, and it's like, I can't. You know, it's life with COVID, people are pretty much saying now, right? It's like, but then we're going to say, like, do you think it's going to be like the flu at some point, that people just say, I got the flu, I'm staying home?
Yeah, you know, everybody's got a different view of that, but it's very similar to a flu.
Mm-hmm. So you think it just will get to the point where people, I can't come in because I got COVID.
Be staying home. If they're feeling ill, they should stay home and wait till they feel better and not get anybody sick at work. That's just common sense, kind of.
Now, you have some very big, big name artists coming into Bill Weiland Gallery next week. I'm familiar with the twins. They've been around for a while. They're an art phenomenon. They are twins. They're very good looking. They're from Italy, and they do oils, and people love them. They became a phenomenon, didn't they?
Yeah, they've been in the same wall in my store, in the store I'm at now. They've been on the same wall for about 25 years. They're from Florence, and there's two brothers. One of them does more of the painting. Mm. That's Alessio. Alessio does a majority of the painting, where Marcello does more of the creative side and deciding what they're going to paint, what the medium, because they paint on, they paint on koa, they paint on copper, they do... linens, they do silver point, so they've got a real wide range of where these guys can paint, and they're as you said, they're amazing artists. The two of them, they're two brothers.
Where do they live now?
Wailea. They're up on the Wailea side.
I didn't know they lived here.
Yeah, they split their time between here and mostly here, but when they're not here, they're in Florence, Italy.
Isn't that nice? I love Florence, but it's become too crowded. Last time I was there, maybe now it's not. I mean, I can't believe, when were you in Florence last? Last time I was there, about 2.5 years ago, it was so packed you couldn't walk down the street.
Yeah, that's about when I was there a couple of years ago playing polo. We were playing in Italy. We played some polo in Italy.
And I didn't know they did.
On that trip, I made it up to Florence to see things. But we played polo over in Rome. There's a polo field in the middle of Rome. We played for a month, and then a couple of weeks over in Tuscany, and then we made it up to Florence to, a little vacation time.
So are you part of the polo team here, or are you separate?
I play over here, but my home field's on Oahu, up on the North Shore.
So do you have the horses there?
Yeah, we have our horses at Waimea Bay.
Because you need about seven, if you're going to do full-on professional, you need about six or seven
horses,
right?
Yeah, you got it. We Yeah, so some of the players have a lot of polo horses, and some of us got just a few. It depends on, you know, how involved they are with the polo.
Haven't you seen a mix of different polo horses? I mean, here they kind of seem like they're mixed with quarter horses more than in other places where I've seen them.
Yeah, most of the polo horses are a quarter horse thoroughbred mix because they got to be able to run 7.5 minutes, and it's a lot of running for them. So the quarter horses can tire out because they run so fast.
Plus, real thoroughbreds are so tall. Yep. Usually they're not that big, right? I mean, polo ponies, you want, like, what, 16 hands at the most? 15
yeah, most of them are 15, 16, 17 hands.
Yeah. And so you started playing here on Maui, or
I started on Oahu.
On Oahu,
yeah, we play here too, and we, you know, get our horses in different places.
I just saw them up there last Sunday. They were playing a game up there.
Yeah, they play up in Makua. So
yeah, I mean it's quite an interesting thing. You know, I do love polo. I do, and it was great to see that they're out there again doing it. And it's got a long, amazing history, actually.
Yeah, in Hawaii, it's been around for a long time. Our polo field on the North Shore has been around for over 100 years. So
seriously,
yeah.
That is an amazing history. But then did you get the influence of the South American players coming in? And for a while, I know we saw some South American
players.
Yeah,
with Argentinians, when they come over, they're born on horses, so they're pretty hard to compete with. Those guys are pretty amazing polo guys.
So how do you, when you go to Europe and play, do you just have a different team? I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, they have their horses, and we use their horses when we play over, like if we go to Italy or if I go over to India, we play in India. And when we go there, I play on their horses, and then they come to Hawaii and they play on our horses. So, of course, shipping horses is probably not a cheap thing to do. So we just use each other's horses wherever we're playing.
The same rules in Europe as here?
Yeah, exactly the same. Polo's pretty much the same rules anywhere.
They play more viciously there than here?
Well, they get better horses in some of those places. Italy, I think they're on a horse when they... When they're 6 months old, I think they put them on a horse to start playing polo. So
seriously,
no, a little bit of lie there, but yeah, they start early for sure.
Well, I mean, it's great that it is. I mean, to me, if we could all have one thing in common like that, I like music, but I see worldwide music happening. Whenever you do anything anywhere that you love, it brings people together.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, if it's art, you can talk art. If it's polo, you can talk polo. If it's bitcoins, you can talk bitcoins.
Talk Bitcoin. Talk Ethereum. Exactly.
Do Bitcoin people talk? I don't think they do they?
They're pretty quiet. They keep it to the vest.
So, I mean, no, but that universal language is just whatever you love doing. You know, you just understand that's what it's about. But for your people, like, obviously it's easier then for the twins to come here if they have a place in Wailea. Your guy that's amazing as a metal artist, is he?
Yeah, he's coming over from Diamond Head. He lives over in Diamond Head. But he's got a house on the North Shore as well, next to where I live, up on Nalaiva on the North Shore.
Does he have a Harley?
Yes, he does.
How did I guess that?
Actually, he's painted an awful lot of Harleys. So, yeah, he's definitely got a Harley. And
is it like the thing if you're someone like Steven Tyler and you like bikes to have him do your bike or something like that? Is that like
you know, I don't know if he did Steven Tyler's bike. I'm not sure what bike Steve's got right now. But, yeah, he's did most of the very, very custom Harleys in the state of Hawaii. Pretty much if they're super custom, there's a good chance Dennis was the one that painted them.
Well, I've got my friend from Maui Humane Society calling in right now. So is that you, Jenny?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. I'll be right with you. So I really want to thank you, Bill, for coming in. And I've learned so much. I fascinating conversation. I don't know how you can keep all the things you're doing straight, because I couldn't. But it's pretty amazing. So come out Friday to Bill Weiland Gallery. What's the address right there near across from the Yacht Club?
828 Front Street.
828 Front Street. What's the website?
It's BillWeilandGalleries.com with the IES. www.BillWeilandGalleries.com.
And if you want to meet these famous twins, all the great artists that are going to be coming out the following Friday and Saturday, you can go out there, you can have a party, you can meet people, you can have some good beer and okay wine and cheese and see all these artists and meet them and meet and greet and meet Bill and talk to him about NFTs and Bitcoins.
Let's talk art. Come out and see us.
It's really great to see you again, okay?
Aloha, guys.
Aloha.